Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you smell it, Jeff Taylor? It's burning. They're burning down the town here in Charlotte. They're getting rid of talent so fast it'll make your head swim. Jonathan Wingo left today for the Cowboys. Can you imagine?
Well, here's the thing, though. Who is Jonathan Wingo?
Well, it's finally, Jerry Jones finally made a good pick.
I don't know.
He hired a guy. He still got 2 years left on his rookie contract.
I know, because...
And the guy's pretty damn good wide receiver.
He hasn't been playing in Carolina, so, I mean... We'll have to see what happens. It seems like maybe Jerry Jones is running out of money. All of these wide receivers are on the move all over the NFL. And he ends up with Trey Wingo's little brother.
Hey, he got him cheap, brother.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, the Panthers are unloading everybody, and they already suck. Can you imagine?
Well, they're unloading everybody for draft picks that they will turn around and draft again with. And if they continue on the path of drafting that they've been on, they'll be doing this all over again, because up to this point, they obviously have not been drafting since Christian McCaffrey. They haven't been drafting well, and it is a dumpster fire there in Charlotte and will continue to be for at least the rest of this season. Eddie, this week, we're going to get into college football. We're going to get into the NFL. We're going to talk WWE and everybody's favorite segment, Jabronis of the Week.
Yeah, I got a good one this week, man. I'm telling you. I hear that the Washington Commodores, as you know, I call them Commodores, because they haven't won since the Commodores had a hit. And so, hey, I can guarantee you one thing. They got a good ball player today, Marshawn Lattimore out of New Orleans. So them Washington is starting to sing and dance a little bit.
All right, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
The holidays are coming up, and I know they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but I was feeling stressed about getting what I needed for hosting. So I went to Kohl's, where I not only found amazing deals on everything from decor to table essentials to cooking must-haves, I also got 20% off with a coupon. So if you want to truly be the host with the most this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio. radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is Mouthing Off, and we're doing it all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to the Mouthing Off Nation. Hey, you with us each and every week around the world, man. We got, almost 8 million listeners now, Jeff. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's very good, Eddie, and all 8 million of you need to quickly make your way over to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style, and they could use 8 million new customers. So bring it on over to odark30.com.
Yeah, like me, 5-star, brother. If you want to be 5-star, you got to hit Odark 30 for sure.
And let them know that we sent you. Eddie.
Yes.
College football has been shaken up.
In which way?
The teams that were getting disrespected up to this point have begun to get a little bit of respect, and the teams that can't seem to put it together for an entire season, granted they play in the Big Ten and the SEC, which occupy 8 of the top 12 slots, the Oregon Ducks have maintained their number one, obviously leading the Big Ten. They deserve it. They're 9-0. Things are looking good in Oregon. Georgia with one loss in the SEC, number two. It's an interesting decision to keep Georgia there, but they did. Miami in the ACC at 9-0 is at number three. And this was a big surprise to me, Eddie. Big 12, BYU. I know they're 8-0. I know that it's hard to overlook an undefeated team, but they're number four. This is interesting to me because Ohio State, coming off a big win, 7-1, just beat the number 10 team in the nation, Notre Dame, and they are behind BYU. What do you think of that?
But you mean that? Well, Ohio State just beat Penn State.
Penn State. And, that's what I meant. Number 19.
Happy Valley. And Ed Franklin, man, I really like that dude as a coach, but he just can't win a big game. Penn State had the game won at home in front of the largest crowd in Happy Valley in College Station history.
Hey,
and he choked.
So I'm a Miami Hurricane, and I am not a big fan of how college football treats the Ohio State Buckeyes. I had to watch that entire game, and you listen to these jock-sniffing, Ohio State-loving announcers call them the world-famous Ohio State Buckeyes. I'd like to... I've been around the world, and whenever I'm around the world, we mouth off all over the world, and right. I would like to know if you go to Germany, if you go to Spain, if you go to France, and you say Ohio State Buckeyes, whether they think you're talking about the little peanut butter in chocolate or the college football team.
I think you just got a bag of nuts.
No, the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes. And Eddie, I watched that game. It was, listen, you can't leave it to the officials whether or not you win a game. You have to step up and keep it out of reach of them. But Penn State has an argument. The officials were definitely, they were getting the Kansas City Chiefs treatment at Ohio State.
And they get that every week. That's how come I have no respect for those son of a guns.
It's disgusting.
You know, it's just sad.
Yeah, I all you Ohio State fans, much love to you. It's a cool school. They get a lot of great players. They're always in the mix. But come on already. The world famous Ohio State Buckeyes, world famous. Is that a branding thing? Did they send that out to the announcers and say, hey, we no longer want to be called the Ohio State University. I think we want to change it to the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes. Listen, Alabama is just as much world famous. I'd say Notre Dame, if you're going to call a team world famous, Notre Dame probably the most world famous team out there. Ohio State is not world famous.
Hey, let me ask you about Ohio State.
Ask me.
How in the hell are they ranked higher than Indiana? Indiana's 9-0.
In the Big Ten.
Let me tell you something. They put an ass whipping on some people. Believe me.
I think the reason why is because they're the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes. The NCAA will do anything within their power to make sure that Ohio State is in their playoff no matter what. We saw it last year with Florida State getting disrespected, undefeated, not in the playoff. They literally love Ohio State. I don't know why, but a lot of people love Ohio State, and it sickens me to go back all the way. You got to go back almost 25 years now for me to start my hatred of this team when Miami clearly beat them in the national championship, and the basically the confetti's gone off. They were almost having the championship parade in Miami, and some official who probably had an earpiece in his ear from NCAA headquarters throws out a pass interference flag after the game's over. I can't take any more of the Ohio State stuff. Listen.
You know something? I'm just a little bit like you with Alabama. I'm so tired of seeing Alabama. Why in the hell is Alabama at 6-2 rated 11th in the country?
You know why, Eddie? Because Alabama wins championships. Ohio State has been in the playoff every single freaking year since there's been a playoff, it seems. And how many times have they turned that into a championship? Very few, if any.
They don't.
Yes. So why keep putting them in there? It bothers me. I got to get off of my pedestal
because
now.
Because there's a lot better teams in Ohio State, believe me.
Speaking of Ohio
Oregon
State.
Oregon and Georgia. Yeah. They're heads. Those two teams are great.
Okay.
Ohio State is not a great team.
So Texas is number 6 behind Ohio State at 7-1.
You know, Texas scares me. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
And I love Texas. You know that.
I know. But they
showed me what they didn't have against the University of Georgia.
Well, that's, you can make that argument, but I will say that also this is what happens in the SEC is that those teams are all very good, top to bottom. I don't care what anybody says.
Georgia's real good. They should have never been beat by Alabama.
Vanderbilt is better than, other than a few teams at the top of every other conference. Vanderbilt, I would argue, is better than all of the rest of those teams and all of those conferences. The SEC is leaps and bounds above every conference. And when you play Texas and Georgia, think about how these teams have to, they're like, okay, we got Georgia next week. We get past Georgia. Oh, now we've got Alabama. Oh my God. Now we got Tennessee. Oh, what's happening here? They all beat up on each other, and really, they should come in graded with a curve. Right now, the top 10 should be number one Oregon, because they haven't given us a reason to take them out of the top 10 yet, and then it should be Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee,
right.
And then everybody else behind them, because the reality of it is that the SEC is the strongest conference in college football. Prove me wrong. The Pac-12 used to say, oh, it's East Coast bias. Well, guess what? Where's your Pac-12 now?
Slowly moving east. Down to the South and they'll teach you how to play some football.
I know. Suddenly, the Pac-12 is now in the Midwest, and they're going to have difficulty playing in the Midwest because the Midwest already had some really good teams in Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan State rears their ugly head every once in a while. Indiana looks phenomenal now. Penn State, it's going to be tough for those guys to do it. Boise State is in this discussion at 7-1. What in the hell is going on with having a Mountain West school with a loss in the playoff as it stands right now? What is going on? So I get it. It's like a sideshow with Boise State. They play on their stupid blue field that makes it impossible to watch them on TV. Never
you
seen
know what
it in
they
person.
Have to do with that tidy bowl field?
What?
They have to have hawks. They have to put, you know, hawks like squawking in boxes. Not real hawks, but audio of hawks squawking, you know, to keep seagulls from crapping on the field.
Well,
they had a bad problem because, you know, the seagulls would fly over and they would think that was water. And so they would just, you know, dump all over that damn field.
Well, I wish the seagulls would piss on the field, work a little yellow in, and turn that blue field green.
Because they're working on it.
Grass is green. And Kentucky, I know there's blue grass in Kentucky, they say.
Yeah, but it's really green.
Yeah,
grass is green. That just sounds good. You know?
Stop painting your grass blue. It's annoying. I don't have anything against Boise State except for whenever I'm flicking through channels during college football season.
You know where blue grass came from? One of those Kentucky colonels up there drunken or skunk drinking that Kentucky bourbon. And he came up and he said, you know, Kentucky's the colors of blue up here. Let's just call this damn green grass bluegrass. You know,
it's whatever,
yeah,
it is.
That's where that crap came from.
At least Kentucky's known for it. Boise, I don't remember the bluegrass of Boise, but they're now known for their stupid field. And for some reason,
it's a tiny bowl field.
It's working because Boise State, and let me repeat myself, the Mountain West, at 7-1, you're telling me there's not another one loss team in the country that deserves to be in the top 12 other than Boise State? Alabama at 6-2, I skipped right past them because at least Alabama's in the SEC at 6-2. They've lost to good teams. Yeah, I whatever. They're going, whoever is the number 12 seed in this playoff is a lamb to the slaughter. Eddie, we've got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off
all over the world.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off, all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, who just got fired from the New Orleans Saints?
Well, Dennis Allen, and we're going to get into that because if you don't want to get fired, you've got to go down to odark30.com and get yourself a pair of the boots that I plan on wearing and walking all over that disgusting blue field at Boise State and making a mockery of it in my awesome boots. I'm going to juxtapose awesome versus ridiculous with my awesome Odark 30 boots and that ridiculous blue field, Eddie. And I cannot say enough about how much I love the gear over at odark30.com. You got to go check them out, Mouthing Off Nation, odark30.com.
Mr. Tidy Bowl Phil himself, Jeff Taylor, rocking Odark 30 boots. Oh, man, that's going to be cool.
Eddie, Dennis Allen, who you referenced in the beginning of this segment, former coach of the New Orleans Saints, he is now out, and you've been yelling at me about how this isn't the first time this has happened to this guy.
No, he's 0-2 with his jerk, Derek Carr.
So listen, if you have a quarter, if you're the coach, head coach of a football team and you have a quarterback and you get fired while that quarterback is your quarterback, don't move to a new team and bring that quarterback along with you, because clearly there's a history
there.
You
got fired for a reason.
Yeah. The New Orleans Saints are underperforming. Derek Carr got hurt. I don't know if firing Dennis Allen was the solution in New Orleans. I think really what the solution in New Orleans would be is to stop trying to band-aid this team that they've tried to compete since Sean Payton moved on, and they haven't broken the whole thing down and tried to rebuild yet. They brought in Jameis Winston. They brought
in
guys.
You got a bunch of overpaid thugs down in New Orleans, and they can't play football. They're cancers in the locker room. You know, Dennis Allen should have got rid of these guys and clean it out. Before you have a winning team, you got to get the cancer out of the locker room. And so far, he hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for them ever since Sean Payton left. You've got guys that are I'm using air quotes here, hurt all the time, and they just haven't been able to put it together. But they keep paying these guys and not getting rid of them. And when you do that, you are going to put yourself into a constant swirl of being bad. And the longer, it's literally like you have a bleeding wound. And
yeah. Mickey Loomis, he's a GM. Mickey, look at the damn Dallas Cowboys. That's exactly what you got.
Yeah.
With a lot of bum ass players who's not even good as the Cowboys. Hey, clear them out. Get rid of them. Nobody cares if you get rid of them. You're losing any damn way. You lost about 7 games in a row.
There is no player on that roster.
The Panthers beat him. No wonder I'd fire his ass.
There is no player on that roster that I think anybody would shed any tears over losing.
Except one, the running back.
And Lattimore, who they just lost. So I guess it's maybe it's begun. Maybe they're going to start getting rid of guys. I don't know. That's the if you're listening, New Orleans Saints ownership and management, it's time to tear down the history. Drew Brees is gone. Sean Payton's gone. Rebuild. You have to rebuild. You can't reload. It's not going to work anymore. The other coaches that are going to possibly be moving on are, and I can't believe that we're going to talk about this guy again, because I feel like there's an echo in the room. We've discussed him, I feel like, the entire NFL season, and that's Doug Peterson with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's squandering a phenomenal quarterback and a really cool place to play, really. I mean, I know that it's the farthest outside of the cool parts of Florida. Like, it's that part of Florida that...
Go ahead, you know, and say what it is.
It's South Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Jacksonville, though, still, you get the weather. You know, you got beaches. It's not Miami. It's not Tampa. But it's in Florida. So,
hey, you know what? Screw him. We're not going to talk about him this week. Let's talk about the fat-ass boy in Dallas, Mike McCarthy.
Well, here's the thing. It's clear at this point, Jerry Jones has some form of love affair with his guys. And Mike McCarthy is one of the guys that he has a love affair with. He's in love with Dak. He's in love with Zeke. He's in love with these guys. And Mike McCarthy is clearly... I wonder if Jerry Jones didn't... this is all... none of this is... I didn't get this off the presses. This is all what I'm wondering. If Jerry Jones didn't go to a party, have a little too much to drink, and do something silly, and these guys got pictures, and they're holding it over his head to keep their jobs, because he seems to be making...
Let me tell you what a dumbass Jerry Jones is.
All right.
He paid Dak entirely too much money. CD Lamb. Let me tell you something. Dak, I'm a television producer, for God's sake. I look for stuff like this. I look for stories. Dak Prescott, he said that his team sucked, and he sucked. Well, why are you paying this guy $55 million a year when he can't take you to the promised land? He overpaid C.D. Lamb, and they quit on him. They quit on Mike McCarthy last week, both of them. And let me tell you something. Cooper Rush, they have a better chance with Cooper Rush at quarterback of winning than with Dak Prescott.
Or I agree.
Dickhead Prescott, whatever his name is.
I agree with you there. But what I will say is that I think CeeDee Lamb is a generational talent. And there's no reason.
He's a south end of a northbound mule. Can't catch. All he does, he's a joke, man. He dropped three balls that should have been touchdowns.
I think that he probably is very unhappy in Dallas right now.
You got your money. How can you be unhappy? Shut up and play.
These guys want to win, Eddie. It's not all about the money.
Play like you want to win, not like a jabroni.
You
drop three balls.
The guys that are playing for the Cleveland Browns are getting paid in comparison to the guys that are playing for the Dallas Cowboys right now. So it doesn't matter. Some of these guys care more about winning than the money. And I think that CeeDee Lamb, when the Cowboys were winning, was an off-the-charts incredible receiver. And I believe that if they get rid of Mike McCarthy, they bring in a younger, newer head coach in Dallas, that you will see the old CeeDee Lamb. They've got to move on from Dak Prescott.
Name me a coach. All these young guys, they just don't have it, man. I mean, there's very rare guys like Shanahan, who was groomed by his father. Just like McVay. He was groomed by his granddad. I mean, that's different. They're second and third generations, but you got all the, you can't go young. You need to bring somebody who's established, can run an outfit.
I would, if you ask me right now, where I would look to find my young head coach to bring in, I would go and I would bring out the family tree of Bill Belichick and say, oh, assistant coach for Bill Belichick. Oh, defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick. Oh, offensive coordinator for Bill Belichick. And I would grab one of those guys and I would put them in and I would say, whatever you saw that guy do, I want you to do. And I think that that could pay off. Right now, I mean, it's 50-50 because you do have Antonio Pierce coaching the Raiders.
Well, they're going to fire him. I can't stand that guy. Antonio Pierce, are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, it was worth a shot because I think they did what I was just saying to do. They missed. The dart hit the wall instead of the board. So you go out and you throw another dart. Antonio Pierce, it's early to fire Antonio Pierce. The Raiders came in this year with an absolute cancer in their locker room. They finally moved him out. And so now they've got, if he can't put it together somewhat to make it look like there's a chance that the Raiders are going to be on the upswing now that Devontae Adams is no longer in the locker room, then you get rid of Pierce. But you give him an opportunity without that swelling, festering cancer that he had in his locker room. And I'm not calling Devontae Adams a cancer in the locker room. I'm calling him a cancer in the Raiders locker room. He was very unhappy there. He wanted out. He's out. Now let's see what Antonio Pierce can do. You're saying that Zach Taylor needs to be fired from the Bengals?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. This list does.
Hey, let me tell you something. That list came from all those jock sniffers who know every damn thing. And I'm looking at him going like, Zach Taylor is a great coach.
Yeah.
He just got lazy-ass players. He just got to motivate them. He just needs to motivate them a little bit better. And I just think he needs a better, you know, Burrow is just unbelievable. I mean, that guy's a great quarterback. I mean, he really is.
You can have the best quarterback, the best running back, and the best wide receivers in the league. But if your quarterback is getting sacked every time he drops back, he's not going to be that good. It's not going to matter how good your receivers are. If your running back's getting dropped in the backfield, it's not going to matter how good he is because line. And I think that may be the issue in Cincinnati right now is that they need to address their offensive and potentially defensive lines. And
yeah, they need a new defensive coach.
Yeah.
And really bring some smoke in there. And, you know, the franchise that has all the money in the world is the Giants.
Yes.
And they play like just like a bunch of jabronis. That they are sad to call themselves the New York Giants. They're pitiful.
They're a team that, they're not good. There's nothing. I don't look at anything going on with the Giants right now and say, well, there's this silver lining. They're terrible. You can fire Brian Daboll if you want, but if you blame it on him, you're crazy. It's the same thing as Kevin Stefanski, who's on this list as well with the Browns. You can fire him. That's not going to make your team any good. What you need to do is address the players on the field and Daniel Jones, whoever you have playing quarterback in New York right now, it's not cutting it. And you didn't go out and get somebody of any name recognition to bring in there. You left your guy
in. Well, they let the Golden Goose go to Philly.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, before we were rudely interrupted, we were talking about the no good, stinking ass New York Giants.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You know, I watched that, what's his name?
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. You see him do a reverse leapfrog?
Yes. So, listen.
Now, but he's not good enough for the play for the stinking-ass Giants. Please.
The Giants did something that I actually support here. And it's being thrown back in my face all the time now because for some reason there are a few guys in the league right now that fly in the face of history, but Saquon Barkley was in that range of, okay, his knees are going to be broken. He's not going to be able to do it anymore. We got to move on from him. And I think the Giants made what typically would have been an acceptable move. But they let go of that guy way, way too early. And Derrick Henry's another one.
Hey, you know, my buddy Kevin, who's a huge Eagle fan.
Yep.
He was just so happy because now they got a running game.
Yeah. They need one because
like Derrick Henry is for the Baltimore Ravens. He can turn around. Jalen Hurts can turn around and hand it to Saquon.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, number 26. Never forget him. Because he's going to haunt you, New York Giants, for the rest of your born days. Because that guy's going to, hey, watch Philly. Philly's going to make a comeback, man. I'm telling you, they got all the guts. You know, with A.J. Brown not being really hurt that bad, he's going to come back. Philly's going to look good. You know, Kevin, he's a big distiller, and he's a whiskey guy. So, you know, he's had to drink a little bit, you know, watching them Eagles lately. But he got cured by number 26 with a reverse leapfrog.
All right,
unbelievable.
Kevin. All right,
but
Kevin.
But he can't play for the Giants.
Let me pour some water into your whiskey, Kevin.
No, never.
I do not believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to make a comeback and be incredible this season. I think they've got some good players, but I think that their window is closed. I think they need to bringing in Saquon Barkley was a great idea, but bringing in Saquon Barkley 2 years ago would have put them over the top, and they could have been an absolute unstoppable force. But I just feel like the league has figured them out and they're not tush pushing with any success anymore. It's just not the same team that it was even last season, but definitely not the season before. For some reason, the Eagles aren't the Eagles. And I'm sorry, Kevin. I've watered down your whiskey. Eddie was so excited.
Come on, man. It's like, hey, it's kind of like you said about Hopkins. I mean, touchdowns he catched the other night.
He caught two touchdowns when the Chiefs.
Hey, and like an old pro he is. I mean, you know, it's hard to fly like an eagle when you saw him with a bunch of buzzers in Carolina. Now he's playing with the big dogs, and he shows up.
You can be an aging wide receiver and go play with Patrick Mahomes and look like a world beater. By the way, also, nobody was expecting out of DeAndre Hopkins, what they got out of him in that game. And believe me, defensive coordinators took notes. The Chiefs come out of one of their close games. Patrick Mahomes does it again. He wins in overtime. They got some Chiefs flags, must say. They took about 10 minutes to call a Bucs catch that was clearly in bounds. Every angle showed he was clearly in bounds. They still go to the replay, and I was in my head thinking the conversation between them and the replay center was, is there any way we could get away with calling him out of bounds? Are you sure? There's not, you can't find one angle that we could show that would make him out of bounds. And so, unfortunately, they couldn't.
What did the videotape say? He was in bounds.
Easily. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yes.
And the story of it all is this. The Bucs couldn't stop Mahomes from marching right down the field in the OT and scoring.
Yes.
Now, if they could have stopped them, they could have probably won the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Baker Mayfield was having a decent game. He really was. But Patrick Mahomes is a winner, and he showed you why he's a winner. Even on a sprained ankle, he did a good job.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those Chiefs phantom holds, and I saw them getting away with some stuff. I hate to be this guy. I already did it with Ohio State.
You're one of those little squirrely little bastards.
I'm not an anti-Chiefs guy. I am an Ohio State, anti-Ohio State guy. I have history with them. I dislike them. It's never going to change. Ohio State fans are some of the coolest people in the world. I love quite a few of them. But for me personally, I can't stand Ohio State. I can't stand the Buckeyes. Chiefs, I've got no beef with them. I'm really happy that there's a kid that they're already talking about. Could be.
Well, even Mrs. Taylor Swift showed up. You know?
She did. I mean, she did.
You know, he had a good game.
Arguably, Travis Kelce had a better game than DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins caught the two touchdowns. He was 8 for 9, I think, in receptions. He got targeted 9 times.
Yeah, but
he caught 8 of them, 2 for touchdowns.
And Mahomes have got something going on that he understands where Mahomes is all the time, and Mahomes knows where he is all the time. You know, it's that damn vision he's got that he knows where to be. Anytime that Mahomes scrambles, he's going to get open every time.
Mahomes,
I don't know how, but he does it.
Mahomes said that he can tell where Hopkins is going to go by his body language, and he's already picking. No, I'm talking about Hopkins.
Well, I'm talking about Kelce.
Well, I know you are.
They're like two peas in a pod.
I know.
One's a tight end and one's a quarterback. And each one knows where each one is on that field at all times. And that's his go-to guy.
All of that being said, Patrick Mahomes said that he is picking up those same wavelengths with DeAndre Hopkins. They went to the same college. They were coached by the same guy in college. And he said, Patrick Mahomes said about DeAndre Hopkins, I know that it's already clear with Travis Kelce, but he said that he sees where Hopkins is going to be by his body language. If that's the case, then
that's dangerous.
What are you going to do?
That's dangerous.
What are you going to do? If you
got two guys, you can't double cover both.
No.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that. The Lions are likely to be their opponent in the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, that would be great.
If you're looking at
Super Bowl,
if you're looking at paper, and we all know paper's only good for two things, writing on and wiping with. But on paper, they look like the team that will be playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm already putting the Chiefs in. I'm feeling like putting the Lions in. And
well, I told you it's going to be the Chiefs and the Lions when the season started.
I know.
And I believe that the Chiefs will beat the Lions in the Super Bowl.
And the Lions filled the hole that was made by injury. They picked up a pass rusher and free agents in a trade before the trade deadline. So the Lions are looking like they have miraculously figured out how to fill a hole that was made that could have been a problem for them. And now they're back on track. I'm looking forward to Detroit Nation.
Yeah, they got Za'Darius Smith from the Browns.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this guy is... He's really, really good at what he does. He's a linebacker. We were talking about this. He's a good edge rusher.
We were talking about this before the show, how these guys, it's awesome to be the best guy on a terrible team around trade deadline time, because all you're thinking is, where am I going to go? Am I going to go? And if I am, where am I going? Because I can't wait to compete for the Super Bowl. And now he is competing for the Super Bowl with the Detroit Lions.
You know, when they called him, Jeff, they said, hey, is your pack your bags. He said, pack my bags. My bags have been packed for 6 months. I've been trying to get out of the hell out of here forever.
I'm sure he wasn't joking either. I'm sure that he had his bags packed to get out of Cleveland. I feel like everybody on that team, except for Deshaun Watson at this point, has their bags packed to hopefully get out of Cleveland, because it is looking bad. I mean, flip a coin right now.
Late breaking news.
Okay.
Late breaking news. Hot off the press. WWE just signed the blonde bombshell herself, Liv Morgan.
Is this
big multi-year contract? Contract. I told you that girl could drive some money.
Yeah, and is this a record for base salary of a female wrestler? No. Who's got the record? Do you know?
Well, it's close.
Yeah.
They never let them out. So,
well,
it's a shock that she's getting base salary of $600,000 a year. I mean, that's strong.
You can live off of that.
But she's the first female to win the Crown Jewel World Women's Championship in Saudi Arabia. And for a woman to even participate in Saudi Arabia is really something else. And, you know, you got Cody Rhodes. He beat Gunther. He's the world champion. Those belts are so expensive. They got a place in Saudi Arabia, they keep them, and they only use them. They're on display where people can come in and see them.
That's incredible.
And, they don't let them out. They can only walk to the ring, take pictures with them, and give them up.
That's funny. I thought the crime in Saudi Arabia was really low. And if you did take that belt, wouldn't they cut your hand off for doing so?
Oh yeah, that's you know, yeah, that's the way it works over there. And, you know, you got, hey, when you look at Liv Morgan, you know, Rhea Ripley's hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, so she couldn't show up. And so when you look at Liv Morgan, well, who's she going to wrestle? They tried to put in some the muscle girl, not Rodriguez, but the other girl's a tag team champion. She's not qualified to be in a main event. She's just not that good. But here's who I think they're gonna bring out the mothballs. I think she's about ready. It's Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
Now, Liv Morgan and Charlotte Flair, that'll draw you some money. My jabroni of the week, Jeffrey, is none other than that south end of a northbound mule that says he's a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. He quit on the Cowboy Nation, and he quit on McCarthy. Everybody wants him fired, and I want him gone. I want Dak Prescott gone. Jerry Jones, you need to package him up, trade him, and get you a real quarterback that can actually win in Dallas. Because what you're doing is not working, believe me.
I think that Dak Prescott would be a good candidate. He's got to be at least in the top five of jabronis of the decade.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. He's like the top three.
Yeah.
The baddest jabronis on my list. And hey, pack his ass up and head him out of Dallas.
He is, so he's been jabroni of the week now. He has not caught up yet to Rhea Ripley, who I think is leading in jabronis of the week at this point. But,
well, now she's really a jabroni because she stays hurt all the time. And then it's sad because, you know, that old sneaky ass Rhea Ripley, she's got a lot of talent. Dak Prescott has no talent, but Rhea Ripley has a lot of talent, you know?
Yeah, you know, I got to say this. Dak Prescott is an anomaly. I don't understand why he's been able to have the career he's had, but it is time to turn the page in Dallas. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. You know something? I just got a call from Mike Williams, and he is in Pittsburgh. And he could not be happier than to get his ass out of that Jets locker room and go to a real team called the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. He's going to make a difference with those Steelers.
It was interesting at the trade deadline, or up to the trade deadline, a lot of really good quarterbacks in the NFL got new wide receivers, and also Russell Wilson did.
I mean, Pittsburgh needed a good guy. You know, the way that Aaron Rodgers treated Mike Williams in New York is like his lackey boy. Well, yeah. Let me tell you something. That's going to come back to haunt his ass.
I don't know that it is, Eddie, because Mike Williams spent a lot of time in San Diego with multiple really good quarterbacks. And for some reason, be it injury or just not having a good rapport with the quarterback.
Coach.
Whatever it was, they couldn't get the most out of him. But I'm telling you, if there is a guy.
Well, when he was with the Chargers, he went from one outhouse to another outhouse with the New York Jets.
Well, I mean, the Chargers, whether you like them or not, and whether they have won championships or not, have been competitive throughout Mike Williams' career. He had good quarterbacks thrown to him the whole time, and he had some good numbers, but the reality of it is that if there's somebody that can get the most out of him, it's definitely Mike Tomlin. Russell
Wilson.
And now,
Wilson. You know, you got to give Harbaugh the credit with the Chargers. Georgia's going to be a real good team, believe me.
They've been on the cusp of being a real good team for what seems like 20 years, but is he going to put them over the top? I guess we'll find out this year, but neither one of us have them going to the Super Bowl, but things can happen. That's
not
what, like
this
I
year,
said,
but next year.
You think they need one more year of seasoning before they get there?
Yeah, well, yeah, they need a little bit of Harbaugh knowledge, one more year. And it's kind of like Dan Campbell with Detroit. You know, they need that year to really get around him and get his knowledge and get his fire. And, you know, and Harbaugh's got that fire, too. But that Dan Campbell, I mean, Detroit Lions are loved by the whole nation because they've been so bad for so long. I mean, it's just great for the NFL.
All right, Eddie, we got to run. Tell him goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, it's the Continental Lover. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.